Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Everybody, welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, the podcast where we talk about turning your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. Super excited because I have a really cool guest today. He's never been on the show before, so he's a first timer. Excited to have you here today. Pete Pettis is in the house. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, super excited to interview you. Today, we're going to be talking about how to grow a six-figure business and beyond. And what's really cool is Pete has done that. He's grown the six-figure business in a short amount of time, and now he's going to the next level. And let's just say this, that journey is never perfect. So we'll talk a little bit about that today, and you'll hear his story, and you'll hear how he's helping clients all over the United States and beyond get out of pain, both physical and mental pain, and what that could be like. So we'll get to that in a moment. Also, for those of you who've been hanging out with us for a while, if you haven't yet and you want to hang out with us at the 2X Intensive, all you have to do is go to ursulainc.co/apply. There's a quick application, put in your details, send it to us, and we'll have someone talk to you about, you know, whether or not it's a good fit for you and your business and if you're ready to take that next step. All right, let me tell you about Pete. So Pete's a well-being fanatic. That's why I like you so much, Pete. Like, you care about health. He's a fitness enthusiast and loves the great outdoors. He resides in sunny Southern California, where you can like and love the great outdoors, right? In California with his two, I'm going to get this right, Vizsla. Did I get that right? Dogs. Vizsla dogs.
Perfect.
Yes. They're hunting dogs. They're fast. They run with Pete outside. I love it. And their names are Stevie and Larry. And I know my dog Bella would love them because she's a great dog friend. So Pete, I'm excited to have you here. I've been wanting to have this conversation with you for a minute since you showed up in our world about, gosh, like 9 months ago, I think it's been already.
Yeah.
And you've just had this incredible trajectory in your business. And what has been fun to witness for me is just, there's just a lot of ways that you didn't get in your own way, which we'll talk about today as well. Cause I think there's so many ways we could have, or you could have, and you just didn't, you just believed it was possible, probably because you have entrepreneurs in your family, people around you, and you just went for it. So tell us a little bit about your story. Tell us what you do for your clients. Let's start there.
Okay. So I started out my professional career in accounting 10 more or more years ago. And at a certain point, I really hated it. And I knew I needed to do something else. Wasn't sure what that was. I moved back to Southern California, and I was dealing with some surrounding this whole issue of what to do next. I was dealing with a lot of heavy anxiety, depression, things like that. And I needed to do something about it. I didn't like medication. And my mom just so happened to have these three machines at her house that she bought just for her family. And our family has some anxiety and depression running through it. So she just wanted to have these on deck for us. I used the machine and it really changed my life. It's a neurofeedback machine, just to tell you what it is. And it helped me train my brain to get rid of my depression and my pretty crippling anxiety, to be honest. I couldn't go outside sometimes. So it really changed the way I operate. So the reason, it was kind of like a light bulb went off in my head. I saw that these machines could really help people. I knew that these machines weren't well known to people. And I knew that the machines were hard to acquire because they were very expensive. So most people can't use them because they're very, they're unaffordable. So that's how I came in to start this business. I needed something to do, and I really loved the way that these things can help people improve their lives and live a better life. And I wanted to pass that experience that I had on to others at a reasonable price. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what we do as entrepreneurs, right? We see a problem, we see a challenge, and we want to solve that problem and meet that need. I'm lucky enough to know your mom. She's amazing. So of course she's, you know, I can see her being like, I'm not just going to have this machine for me. It's going to be for the whole family. And I really appreciate you being transparent about crippling anxiety and depression. I've also dealt with those things. I'm in a much better place today, but I think everyone at some level deals with it. Some obviously more severe than others. And you said at one point you couldn't even leave your house. So walk us through that. Like you started using the machine and you started to notice, like, cause I know what anxiety feels like. For me, it used to feel like there was just something stuck to the back of my head. It was like following me everywhere. It was heavy. It was hard to talk to people. It was hard to get out. Like, what was the anxiety experience like for you?
It crept on slowly, and it went from something to where I was being shy of social engagements and kind of wanting to stick to my own world more and more. And it became a place in a way that I inhabited in my own head. And I just stayed in this place where I was nervous to do things. I was scared to do things, to go out and interact with friends that I hadn't seen in a while, or even just friends that I interacted with regularly. Family engagements were terrifying to me, all of these things. Work, forget about it. I couldn't work. I just, the thought of it was making me spin out of control. So it was just something that inhibited every area of my life, I guess. It clung, like you said, it kind of clung to me, like to the back of my head. It felt like a cloud was following me around. And that combined with the depression was just kind of it shut down the game, I guess. And it got in the way of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So interesting. So you were in the world of accounting, and then at the same time you had this crippling anxiety. I mean, let's just say, Pete, that the fact that you started your own business in spite of all of this, what you were going through and trying to figure out because you wanted to help other people because you started to get results, is such a big deal. Because I know it doesn't just go away overnight. Like, it's a process. And then just retraining your brain to be willing to be out there. Because since you started your business, like, you've had to be super visible. You've had to be visible in our community and at the CEO table. You had to be super visible with clients, with referral partners, just like putting yourself out there. And I just think, for someone out there who's listening today, it's going to be a huge inspiration for them, whether they've been thinking about starting their own business, or they've started their business, but they're having anxiety, or they're, you know, nervous about going to that networking event. And unfortunately, we just don't talk about these things in our society. It's like, we have to, you know, we're all supposed to be strong and outgoing and like all these things. And we're not. And you're showing us that you can work your way through that and come out the other side. So tell us a little bit about, like, since launching your business, like, what has that experience been like for you? What's that journey been like helping clients? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So it started out about 2 years ago. As you mentioned, I've been with you guys, in some capacity for about 9 months now. But that first year and 3 months was very slow, and I don't want to say scary, but sort of daunting. It was very daunting, actually. I didn't know what to do. I didn't run a business before, so this was a completely new venture to me. The one pro I had, or the one plus I had on my side, was my mom, who has coached with you and done your programs extensively and has results to show for it. So she was helping me a lot, but I couldn't even get in front of my audience at first. I knew that there are other companies out there that were doing similar things to what I was doing. And I knew that they worked because I talked to them a lot. I was kind of in their orbit, and I just didn't know how to do what they were doing or to do it better. So finally I got to a point where I just kind of threw my hands up and I said, I don't know what I'm doing and I'd love some help. My mom was like, oh, you know what? I know these wonderful women who can help you. So I scheduled a couple coaching sessions with Rebecca first. That's how I first entered your guys' world. And Rebecca through one or two sessions, literally helped my business go from no sales to over $4,000 a month, like overnight. So
that's wild. Love Rebecca. Let's just give Rebecca a shout out. She's not here right now, but in our coaching world, Rebecca just, she's very intuitive and she can just kind of laser in. And at the same time, you know, I remember Rebecca saying to me, you know, she's like, Pete is super coachable, because when people come into our world, if you're not coachable, it's really hard to move in your business. But you were kind of at that point where you'd been in business long enough, you'd had some success, but it was, you know, it was like, you knew you wanted more. So you were willing to make the changes and do the work. And that's not always easy, Pete, because sometimes our egos get in the way, we get in the way. So you were willing to be like, okay, I'll try all the things. And you did.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. I was willing to try anything you guys said, because I'd seen the proof in the pudding. You know, my mom went, I've seen my mom's journey from before she was with you guys till up until now, after being in your groups and coaching with you. And my mom's flourishing. Her business is fantastic. It's envied by other coaches I know of. She's just done a really great thing for herself, and it's a big thanks to you guys, you ladies in part. So I wanted tactics, I wanted strategies, and Rebecca had those for me. She barely even needed to know what I did. She showed interest, of course, but she just knows business so well that she was just like, oh, like, I see what you're not doing immediately. You just need to do this and this, and you'll probably be good. Literally within a week, I was sold out of my rental. So, and up until a month ago, that was the case every month, being in this group. I was growing and growing and growing and growing. And until I hit my first slow month this last month, and that's not anyone's fault except my own, but I've been growing and it's been amazing. I just, I can't say enough good things about the group, about the CEO.
Thank you. Yeah. And I want to make, I appreciate, like, that's a lot of kind words, Pete. Like, I really appreciate that. And, you know, working with your mom too, again, like someone who's super coachable and just runs with it and really good at what she does, just like you, like you're really good and you understand your space. Now here's what's interesting. And I wanted to point this out. So you're on this trajectory, right? Doing great. Business is growing and you hit what we'll call a speed bump, right? So here's what I'm curious about. Because there's always a blessing, right? What was the blessing in that speed bump for you?
It was a learning experience. It taught me a lot of things. I got complacent, and I think I was so relieved that my business was working that I stopped checking my peripheral vision and looking at my competition and doing the things that I was supposed to be doing to run the business. But because I was in that place, when I needed help, the group was there immediately for me, and literally took one session to get the course corrected. It was amazing. I mean, it's every time I talk to either of you or Rebecca, I learn tons of things. And if I go off course, you're there immediately to help me correct it. And that's not something I was able to do on my own up until now. I'm learning and learning. So I'm becoming that business owner that I want to be. And
you're an entrepreneur now. Like, you're just making it happen. So the other thing too that shifted for you is you started to make, and I want to talk about this, you started to make more cold reach outs, like cold emails and cold calls, which for those of you who are listening, I get it. Like, no one wants to make a cold call. And some of you are thinking, well, I would never make a cold call, but that's not true, because we could all be reaching out to potential referral partners and, you know, not just clients. So Pete, what was your experience in making some cold reach outs?
Going back to the beginning of the podcast, I'm usually a very anxious person. And the thought 2 years ago of making a cold call, no way, it's not going to happen. Right. I'm never going to do that. I'll do anything else to make business except do that. And what I really love is you guys just warmed me up to the whole process. You made it not scary, and you literally walked me the whole way through it. I mean, you were going back and forth with me on the email chain, coaching my scripts, coaching my responses. I mean, it was amazing. And now, honestly, after sending out a few of them last week, I feel totally comfortable doing it, and it's not scary.
Because what happened?
I mean, these changes were made, I guess. I learned how to do it. And it, yeah, it just was something that you guys helped me overcome. And I got through a limiting belief that I wasn't the kind of person who did those things or could do those
things. So interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I just want to point that out because what you said is so powerful. I'm not the kind of person who does those things, which is what we call an identity statement. And so when we can shift to like, I am the kind of person who makes $50,000 a month. I am the kind of person who makes cold reach outs. I am the kind of person who can close sales over the phone. When we start to say those kind of things, they're super powerful. And the other thing, Pete, is you got results from your emails.
I did. Yeah.
My favorite emails are when our clients forward, like you forward, like it worked. My two favorite words, it worked. Like I literally could cry because not only for you, because I know how that's going to change your business, your life. Like it's going to change a lot. It changes our confidence levels, but now we're impacting more clients. Like you're reaching out to referral partners who have potentially thousands of other people that you're going to be able to bring this to their attention. So this ripple effect that we as entrepreneurs have in the world, when we get out of our own way, when we let the fear go about selling, and when we realize we're just here to make a difference, like you're here to make such a difference for people, Pete. So I want to hear about that. Like, tell us about the neurofeedback machines. Like what, like people can rent them from you. Like, what do they do? Like, what are the benefits?
Okay. So a lot of, disorders, a lot of issues that people face. I mentioned depression, anxiety, also things like PTSD, ADHD. A lot of those stem from nervous system dysregulation. So over time, your nervous system can get out of whack. It's just a part of life. Our body reacts to what we encounter in the world. So these machines literally just hook some sensors up to your head, and it's a computer reading your brain activity, and it helps communicate with your brain about what it's doing. It'll tell your brain you're doing the wrong thing right now, or you're doing the right thing right now. And through repeated sessions of this machine communicating with your brain, it's through, you listen to a soundtrack, and in the soundtrack is the feedback. It's a very, very smooth process, very calming. But anyway, through these repeated sessions, your brain learns to operate correctly in a way, and normalize its activity. So most people who use the machine see a reduction in all those things that I mentioned. It's almost, it feels miraculous in a way, just because of all the things that it helps. But yeah, most people come to me to get rid of their depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like especially since the pandemic and just isolation, there's just so much pain, sadness, and loneliness in the world. And so for those of you out there who are listening and feeling this way, please know that we, as a community of entrepreneurs, we're there for you, and we want to support you guys however we can. That's why it's so fun to have people like you, Pete, on to bring attention to the challenges people are having and what they can do. So if you would be willing, and of course you don't have to share any names, you can keep it anonymous, but what are some of your favorite like success stories, client success stories where people have had some really cool breakthroughs?
I literally had a grandmother call me yesterday evening at about 7 o'clock. I usually don't take client calls that late, but I did because I'm there for my clients 7 days a week. It's in my sales script. So I have to,
we got to work on that, but that's a whole, we'll have different customer service, other people to help you with that. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah. So grandmother called you.
Yeah. So she called me, and she just wanted to tell me how much the machine had helped her. And then she went on to say how much the machine helped her grandson, who had been dealing with depression, and he wasn't even supposed to use the machine. She just had it there, and she shared it with him. So this lady, when I talked to her 2 months ago, she was so sad and down. I could tell over the phone, and she was desperate to find something that worked. She tried the medication. She'd done cognitive behavioral therapy, all those things. And yeah, I could just tell when she called me last night, she was in such a better place. She sounded very enthusiastic. She was so happy about her grandson. She was very happy about herself. And that's status quo for my clients. I encounter that pretty often. And if it's not that impactful, at the very least, they're saying that I have a better quality of life now. But more often than not, I get calls similar to that one last night. And she was just like, yeah, I wanted to thank you for that. I didn't think it would really do that much for me. And I want to rent it another month because my grandson got sad when I told him I was sending the system back tomorrow. So yeah. Yeah. It's just, that keeps me going. It's so great to hear about that. And yeah, that's why I kind of do what I do still.
Yeah. I mean, for you, especially like having gone through that, what's it like when you get those calls? Like, what does that mean to you? How does it, like, what does it make you want to do more of, like, to grow your company, or like, what's that experience like to get that kind of feedback?
I mean, it was so touching and warming. I was joyful last night. I was just so happy to hear that someone who had been experiencing such pain, in their family, come to a better place, I guess. Yeah.
What I'm curious about too, is just your journey over the last year. Like when you think of, so I think sometimes like we can get in our own way, because as entrepreneurs, it's not just about the money, but we have to have profitable businesses. We want to grow profitable businesses so that we can have an impact, make a ripple effect, and all those things. So what have you learned about money? You know, like, have you let some limiting beliefs go about money, or what's shifted for you in that area?
Yeah. So two big limiting beliefs that have been shifted through being in the group. One was that I wasn't the type of person who could own a business, and I didn't know how to run a business. That's why I shouldn't own a business. That was a big one. And then two was that when I got to a place where I was like, okay, I have a business here. That's great. But I didn't think that I could double the revenue. And I'm on track to double my revenue this year. Like I think it'll be pretty easy too, just from being with you guys in the group. It's everything. Yeah. My journey has gone from being a non-business owner to being a business owner who's doubling his revenue, and that's within a year. So
it's amazing.
Yeah,
congratulations. Amazing. That's so awesome. And now you get to inspire other people. So for someone who's out there, Pete, who's like, I'm not the kind of person who could be a business owner. I'm not the kind of person who could make a lot of money. I'm not the kind of person, like, what would you say to them right now?
I would say that you probably are, or you might be at least. I think that you should listen to other people and take advice from other people, especially if you have access to Ursula and Rebecca. And like I said, I mean, I just went from someone who didn't think they could run a business to someone who I definitely can run a business, and I'm making a lot of money doing it. So I think that could be applied to anyone almost. I mean, I really think that if you think you can't do it, you probably can. Take it from someone who never thought they could.
Yeah. Not only didn't, but like just the amount of just the obstacles and anxiety and all the things that you've had to overcome. You're just a shining example of what's possible. And I think the other thing is just, like you said earlier, like just being willing to do the things, being coachable, being open. Because we as business owners, I mean, we do things that no one else wants to do. Like I have people say to me often, like, I would never sell anything. Like when I'm at family gatherings, people will say, I don't even know how you do it. Like, I don't know how you sell anything. I don't know how you teach people how to sell. And I always say, well, it's not about me. Right? It's not about me. It's about the people I'm here to serve. Because if I wasn't willing to do the things I didn't want to do, I wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation with you, seeing you grow a business that's now making a ripple effect out in the world. And if you weren't willing to do the things that you didn't want to do, you wouldn't be able to help people the way you're helping them. So for everyone who's listening, like, just be willing to do those hard things, you know, pick up the phone, make the calls. And Pete, to your point, ask for help, like whether it's because, you know, we're having anxiety or depression, or we're struggling in our business. Like every single one of us, I mean, I don't know what I would do without coaches and therapists and all the help that I've gotten over the years. Like we have to be willing to raise our hands and say, like, listen, I need some help right now. I need some help. And that is, not only is it okay, it's kind of necessary to stay on this planet for a long time, right? Like just to be here. So Pete, before we have you, I'm going to have you share a little bit more about how to get in touch with you.
Sure.
What's your final advice? Like, you know, thinking about your journey this year, what's your final advice to our listeners out there?
If you have a business and you would like to double your revenue, this is a guaranteed way to do it. I'm not just trying to be an advertiser, but I'm just so excited to be in this place that I'm at now. And I think if you want something similar for yourself, that it's available to you and that you have the power within you to do it, especially with some expert guidance. So go for it. Yeah.
Just so everyone knows, Pete said a lot of nice things today. We did not pay Pete for this paid advertisement. This is an unpaid advertisement. But I appreciate that, Pete. We love having you in our world. I know our clients love connecting with you. I've had people say, Pete is so great. He's helped me so much, or he's encouraged me. So thank you for your contributions. Absolutely. And then a couple things. Tell our listeners where they can find you. You also have a newsletter. And then there's some special savings for our podcast guests.
Yes. So my website is californianeurofeedback.com. And right now you can sign up for my newsletter and save 5% on any rental package. And you can also save 5% with code PODSAVE, P-O-D-S-A-V-E, at checkout. And you can take up to $100 off of any rental package, I think.
Yeah. And first, how would someone know this would be a good fit for them? Because I know we kind of talked about it at high level, but what are some specific ways they might be like, this could help me?
Yeah. If you have anxiety and depression that you've been dealing with for a long time, like it's kind of chronic, it's hanging over you. If you've tried medication, if you've tried CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, if those things have not gotten you to where you'd like to be, to where you're feeling good, then neurofeedback's probably the right answer for you. It'll get you to a good place.
Yeah, beautiful. And for our listeners, just a disclaimer, always talk to your doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist, whoever you're working with. And then also, reach out to Pete, have the conversation just to see if it could be a fit for you. Yeah. Pete Pettis, thanks for hanging out with us today on Quantum Revenue Expansion. We appreciate you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Ursula.
Yeah. And to our listeners all over the world, we appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out with us every single week. If there's anything we can do for you, email us at contact@ursulainc.co. That's it for this week, everybody. Have an epic month.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.